There is a super cheesy side to me that you likely do not know. It's not something that I'm particularly embarrassed about, but you might be embarrassed for me. For as long as I can remember, I am one of those people who is utterly motivated by motivational quotes. I am completely inspired by those old school locker room signs, Notre Dame's, play like a champion, USC's, the road to the Rose Bowl starts here, and my favorite, of course, Texas's, practice winning every day. Lombardi said, the measure of who we are is what we do with what we have. And I love that. And I'm especially fond of the newer directives that are on the scene in locker rooms these days too, like Coach Strong's, no drugs, no stealing, no guns, treat women with respect, go to class. He also has a no earrings in there, but I left that one out. Because honestly, I really don't care if you wear an earring. But I am down with no drugs, no stealing, no guns. Treat women with respect. And if you are a student athlete, or if you are just a student, then go to class. So I've used these motivational sayings over the course of my lifetime when I felt like certain situations were going to demand a little bit more of me, a little bit more than I would normally give. And I probably wouldn't use them on you if you came to me with pastoral care. Really, it's just something that I kind of do for myself. From time to time, you might see one stuck to my desk or my dashboard. I have some favorites. The two that I am intent upon passing down to the next generation of Bartses are, let your freak flag fly, be yourself, and we can do hard things. Those are my favorites. For a time, I had opposing, don't just sit there, do something, and don't just do something, sit there on either sides of my office bookshelf. A reminder to me that life demands action and reflection. That my life as a follower of Jesus would be well thought out and exceedingly active. And there is another that I have used for some time now, nearly my whole ministry. Its origin is biblical, but I'm pretty sure I didn't get it from the Bible. I think I inherited it from my buddy Steve Kinney, who's a priest in Austin. A few of you know him. Some of you are related to him. And Steve will be with us at the Chapel of the Transfiguration in the month of September. And I should say this comes to me this morning because it's in there. It's in this morning's gospel. The verse that's saying comes from, occurs at the end of our reading. It reads, no one who puts hand to plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Strong words for sure. And the way that I've translated this piece into my own life is simply hand to plow. Hand to plow. I use it enough that maybe I've said it around you and you have no idea what I've been talking about. Hand to plow. For me, there is a declared commitment there. Hand to plow. No turning back. I find myself giving myself this advice when there's something that I need to commit to. Maybe something that's going to be hard or something that's going to require some courage. Hand to plow. It is a saying that's become especially important to me as it relates to our spiritual and emotional growth. Most of the deep love work we do here or we propose here from this place can be pretty tough. And that's why I'm glad we have a church. The work is too hard to do alone. We need some accountability, some support, some nurture in order to grow beyond where most are inclined to grow. We need a community to help us build our capacity for love, to love. And we also need some personal resolve, some good old-fashioned will, hand to plow, that set intention that propels us to continue on when things become hard. If you were around here last week, you heard me talk about restoration. We had that story of Jesus being confronted by and Jesus confronting a man who is possessed by a legion of demons. You heard Jesus' words after he was dispossessed of these demons. Jesus says, "Return to your home and tell them what God has done for you." He's not talking about marketing. He's talking about restoration. Go. Be restored to your people. The people who you have known. The people who you have loved. The people you have been separated from for so long. You, we, are not meant to be alone, isolated, disconnected. And you, man, who is dispossessed of these demons, you no longer are. You are reconnected. That work, that love work of restoring or being restored is hard. It's slow. It's deep work that requires us to risk. We risk injury or disappointment. We risk failure. Sometimes we're forced to overcome our own real shortcomings in the process. At times we can just hit a brick wall. It happens. And yet, that is the work that is before us. That is our mission, bringing people back to one another, hand to plow, no turning back. You know, I've never touched a plow, but I've been plowing up my preconceived notions and judgments and heartache for as long as I can remember. It's such important work. It's the start of restoration. Hard, lovely work that Jesus proposes. Some of you were around this week to hear Rachel Denhollander. Rachel came to our valley to speak at the invitation of the Community Safety Network. She's known as the first woman to file a police report against Larry Nassar. Larry Nassar was the physician from Michigan State University and the U.S. Women's Olympic gymnastics team who has been convicted of abusing young women who entrusted their care to him. Nassar has literally hundreds of victims. Miss Denhollander gave a wonderful, vulnerable account of her own story on Thursday morning with many of you present. She graciously and confidently invited us into her mission, her life's healing work, which is restoration, bringing victims back, bringing victims back to the people that they have been disconnected from because of their trauma and the violence that they have experienced. Her work is holy work. It's lovely work, and it is hard. When asked about progress in this movement of the prevention of abuse and violence, she expressed her disappointment in the slow pace of the work. You could feel in the room as she shared this that the slow pace weighed so heavily upon her. And if you sat in that room with her for that hour, you know that she is utterly committed to the work. She's committed to the long, slow, hard, courageous, loving work of restoring those who've been separated from the whole by virtue of being victims of abuse and violence. Miss Denhollander is committed, hand to plow, no turning back. And her commitment reinforces my own, our own commitment to the work of restoration, to this love work that Jesus proposes. Maybe you wonder about our church's commitment to the work of restoration, to the work of healing. Will we be able to hold here as long as it takes to restore the people and the creatures of our valley back to one another? Is this love thing just a fad? What if Jimmy gets eaten by a grizzly bear? What if Margaret gets some crazy idea to move to the Bahamas? What if Brian gets elected bishop? What if the vestry turns over? What if we never get a real summer this year? What if patience is in short supply? Or what if a good measure of this work that needs to be done at the border? And we're up here. Let me assure you, we will not lose sight of this work. We have been here for over 100 years, and we have at least 100 more in front of us. Maybe all that we've done in the last century hasn't been directed at this love work, but let me assure you that all that we've done here for the last 100 years, for over 100 years, the church, the new church, the chapel, the hospital, the prayers, the Eucharist, the songs, the retreats, the cleanups, the roundups, the meetups, all of those things have led us to this very place. All of those things have prepared us to take up this work in our families. All of those things have prepared us to take up this work in our schools, in our clubs, in our neighborhoods, in our community, and in our country. All of those things have brought us to this very place where together we can say confidently, hand to plow, hand to plow. No turning back, hand to plow on this love work. We will not lose sight of this work. We're going to need each other, of course. And the path is slow. Hand to plow. Amen.